from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I am so happy right now. Good morning, everybody. A happy Thursday to you. It's the best day of the week. I'm Kyle Madsen. This is the Insiders, which is sponsored by Jiffy Lube, but it is the producers today, which is a little spin-off of the Insiders, a show within a show. Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm, who is finally enjoying his vacation.
Yeah, James is a wild boy, I won't lie.
He took his whole mic setup.
Yeah, he did.
I went to Key West. It was a weird vacation for me because it just was kind of spur of the moment, and there were a bunch of like extenuating circumstances that I was like, lose out on all this money or go to Key West in the middle of football season. Suboptimal, but I'm like, you know what? I got a podcast. I had pre-planned it. I didn't have a radio show at that point, so I wasn't worried about leaving. Then I got a radio show, obviously, this one. So it was not awesome to leave in the middle of the show, but it's like, whatever. Program just started. We'll figure it out. James is good. He's got a bunch of buddies who can come in, and they did, and they rocked that week. But I still have this podcast that I do, Candlestick Chronicles, and so I took my microphone, but I took like my plug-in stick mic.
Yeah.
And I was like sitting like in a hotel bed or
just
in
next
this
to the
resort
wall
bed
by the outlet or whatever.
Yeah, right. And I'm just vibing with the normal just handheld mic. Mm-hmm. James brought the mic arm,
I noticed that because I tapped in, I think it was on Monday or whatever, and I seen like the arm. I was like, oh, like we're really into
it today. Oh, dude, he was different level.
Yeah.
And I respect it. I respect the commitment to the craft. But at the same time, I was like, I was in a tough spot because I didn't want, like, I like having James in. It's my co-host. I enjoy talking sports with him. So I didn't want to make it seem like I was like, hey, I don't want you in this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want him here whenever he can be. But also, you're in Cabo.
Yeah.
Go do literally anything else. If this was the middle of basketball season, if this was December 2nd, I would be speaking a much different tune.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you got to be here. You got to figure out a way to get you in. Yeah, bring the mic arm. Awesome. But I was like, bro, it is July 15th through 19th.
Who's going to talk about Summer League, Kyle?
Not even us.
Yeah.
Barely. So I was like, go do. So I'm glad that he's taking his anniversary was yesterday, his 25th wedding anniversary. Congratulations
anniversary
to James
to
and Sarah. And finally going and enjoying his vacation. And shout out to you for pulling up today.
We're in here. I'm excited.
I know. Battling through it. We love to see it. I've got two non-sportsy things.
Is that it?
All right. The first thing, I went to a concert last night. I went to a K-pop concert. A group called ATEEZ. A-T-E-E-Z. Check out the song Work, by the way. Really fun song, especially live. Phenomenal live. Really enjoyed it. Had a great time at the show. I had just recently gotten into this group, so I didn't know a ton of the songs, but the vibes are great. It was at the Oakland Arena, so it's a pretty compact venue. Just really, really fun time. And I try not to be like, oh, I'm an old man, because I'm old. Like, for sure, I'm older. I'm old compared to...
You're not old.
If I rolled up,
no,
on,
you're not, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna let you do that. You're not old.
No, but like that. This is it, follow me here.
Yeah, yeah.
In the context of age, I'm not that old.
Yeah.
There are people in their 90s, like they're old.
Well, I feel like you're with me. Like you're older than me, but like we're in the same tier. I feel.
How old are you?
28 at the end of the year, I believe.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, you believe?
Well, because I was born December 31st, 1996. So am I 27? Like
oh,
adding it up.
Oh.
So
okay. Like, yeah. All right.
I think 28.
You turned 28 this year.
Yeah. 2024. Yeah, I'll be 28.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
Right, another buzzer.
We're in the same bracket.
Tier.
Okay. So, but if I were to pull up at Sac State right now, people would be like, oh, look, a grad student. And if I pulled up into like a math one class, people would be like, wow, there's an old guy in our class. Oh, that guy must be going back to school. That's what I'm in the too old for college mm-hmm. age group, which to
oh,
me
yeah,
is
I get
like,
that. Yeah, no, you
right,
noticed.
Which is most of the people at this concert. The average age of the attendance at this concert, I'm an old. Like they're looking at me and going, wow, you're 34?
Someone's grandpa's here.
Right. Not that, but definitely like, oh, I'm one of the older people here. Mm-hmm. Like this is, and I'm reaching that over the last couple of years, I've really reached that age where it's like, man, there's going to be some rooms that I walk into where I'm the oldest person. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there are people in their 80s and 90s who are like, they're old.
Yeah.
But again, in the context of a K-pop show, I'm one of 12 dudes in the entire place. There's like abandoned places, right? There's like Chernobyl. There's, I don't know, pick another abandoned place. And then there's the men's room at a K-pop show. I can get up and go to the bathroom whenever I want.
That sounds delightful, though.
No line. Not only no line, I'm the only guy in there. It's just me, the toilets, and vibes.
It's fire.
It's
I'm going to worry about no one in here.
Right. So I already feel like, not self-conscious for sure, but definitely like, okay, I'm different here. I'm a little, I stand out a little here. But I don't care that much. Like, uh-huh. I'm on the radio for a living. Like, I don't mind, you know, being out there. But it's a different vibe than being like here at the office, where there's a lot of people in my age group, people older than me. And I never really feel old until I go to a thing like that. And it's just really sobering as I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying this show, and I enjoy it differently than the people. I'm not screaming,
yeah.
You know, when there's every time they show a one of the members of the band on the screen. It's not that. I'm just there to vibe out to the music. I have a good time. But dude, the standing for like 2.5 hours.
Oh,
and then like there's a point in the show where they do what's called I can't say it on this radio station. They do like, it's a group of eight, but there'll be like two of them or three of them that'll come out and do like a song. And after each one of those, they leave and the lights like kind of go down and then they show a little thing on the screen. So everybody sits, and the sitting and the repeated sitting and standing, and then the, you know, you're dancing around and moving.
Yeah.
Ah,
you sore today or
I
what?
I don't got it like that anymore, dude. I woke up today. I, first of all, didn't go to bed until like one.
Yeah.
Which in itself, I said, Juan Toscano Anderson tweeted about this the other day. Couldn't agree more with him. The older you get, you realize like how important sleep is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Dude, I got like 5 hours last night.
Yeah, that's no go.
I'm up against it again, playing with five fouls mm-hmm. all day today. And nothing makes me feel more old than that. Where I'm rolling out of bed at 6 and I'm like, oh
yeah,
my God,
kinda...
my knees, my back.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that part. I thought maybe, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of young kids out here or whatever, and I was the oldest one, but you're talking about the whole, I'm sore the next day.
Yeah, that's what makes me feel old.
Yeah.
I know I'm not old.
Yeah, yeah.
In the context of age, but in the context of going to an AT's show, I am old.
Are we going to the next one?
Yes!
Are you out there again? All right.
1,000%. So I've seen three K-pop groups now. So Stray Kids is my favorite group. If you're a K-pop fan and you hear me using the non-K-pop lingo for this, bear with me. They're my favorite group, or my alt group, as the K-pop fans say. They're my favorite group. ATEEZ, just got into them. They're super fun. Enjoy their music. I went and saw TXT, which, if you've ever seen the movie Turning Red,
the Disney one, I think.
Yeah, they're a boy band the way A-Town or 4-Town is. Like, it's just kind of, it wasn't my favorite. It wasn't bad. It's just not, they're not my favorite. They're not my favorite group. I wouldn't have paid to go see them. And then I saw Blackpink, which is one of the most popular K-pop groups of all time. And I've had fun at all of them, and I would definitely continue to go. But every time I'm going to feel old.
Game is the game.
Like, when I see somebody like, oh, one of my people, oh, you're a dad waiting for your children. Like, oh, I see where I stand.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. I never feel worse about myself than I do the next day when I wake up and I'm just not worse about myself. I'm like, I never feel physically worse than waking up the day after a concert. And it's just like, oh, I just don't got it. I don't know if I got it in me anymore, man.
You do is the thing. You do.
But I'm going to keep going. But I'm going to keep going.
You got to hit the ice bath a couple more times or whatever. You got it. Don't worry.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I just need to hydrate better and stretch.
That's the thing, honestly. You got to hydrate, stretch. Maybe you got to take a pain reliever before you go to bed so you're not dealing with it. I don't know. Whatever works for you or whatever. But maybe we just got to figure out what works for us now.
What was the point in your life, and maybe you're not here yet. What was the point in your life that you realized how important stretching is? And I don't mean in the context of playing high school sports where you stretch and warm up.
My hamstring was bad. So after that, I was probably trying to start stretching and stuff like that.
Right. So I would warm up and stretch in high school because it's kind of a requirement. But then I started after my illustrious high school baseball career. I went and played a lot of slow pitch softball, particularly in Arizona, because in Arizona the leagues don't stop. There's no like stoppage for winter because there's not really winter. And the leagues in Arizona, a lot of them are doubleheader leagues. So I was playing like two or three nights a week, doubleheaders every night. And it was great. Had so much fun. But I would just get out there. I'd throw for a few minutes. I would jog up and down the line a couple times. I'm like, let's rock, boys. And then one day, I'm going over ground ball. I'm playing shortstop. Ground ball. Basic ass ground ball. As routine as it gets. One step to my right, plant my right foot. Bend down to pick up the ground ball, and my hamstring just, nope.
Oh, that's cash, and yeah, no.
Like, we're done. Like, we're done for today. I was 25 years old. And I was like, oh, this is the whole stretching thing. And so I've applied that now before I need to do any kind of activity. Before the field day, I was over by my car getting a little stretch in. It's very important.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to start doing that before concerts.
I think I'm at that point, but I'm also kind of like Will Z, like, Boozy says, is it worse that I know I need to do it, but still don't do it?
Yes.
Yeah, like that's kind of where I'm at, I feel.
Because then if you get hurt, if you strain something or pull something, then not only are you hurt physically, your pride and your like ego of like, God, I knew that.
Can't play cornhole, guys.
I knew I needed to do that and I didn't. Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely worse. That's definitely worse.
Like I said, we just got to work on things that just better prepared.
Yeah.
It's like after college, I realized, hey, maybe mix some water sometimes.
Dude, that's so key.
Yes.
Drink, then a glass of water. Yeah. Drink, then a glass. You can slam the glass of water. You don't have to nurse it. Hydrate.
Yeah, mix in a glass of water, though.
Drink water.
Yes.
Be nice to people.
Seriously, do it.
All right. As you can tell, this is what the show is going to be today. We'll have some NBA stuff. I might need to recant a take I had yesterday because I was really thinking hard about it, and I already think I regret it. So we'll talk about that. I'm interested to get your thoughts on it. The Kansas City Royals have released the most insane ballpark food I've ever seen in my life.
I have an issue with that, by the way.
Can't wait to talk about that. All right, let's get into it. And I've been disrespected a lot this week.
No, you have. They've been really disrespecting your name.
I'm tired of it. We'll talk about that next. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jiffy Lube is the sponsor on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
It's Jesse Tapia and Kyle Madsen, but it's still sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
Facts.
Salute to Jiffy Lube. We appreciate them immensely for sponsoring this program. I'm going to try it. So, look, I was going to try and stay on track today. But then cereal came up in the chatty house, as it is wont to do. And you start with Frankly Floyd's message and get in the chatty house. YouTube.com/ESPN1320, Twitch.tv/ESPN1320. He said, who else is going to remind everyone that Danny Ainge puts milk in before his cereal? We have two insane cereal things here.
Yeah.
So this is one of them. Is that true?
I don't know if it's true, but like Frankly Floyd threw it in the chat. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to believe it now.
And Danny Ainge is the type.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's far out.
To do that, you have to be nuts. Because when you're pouring a bowl of cereal, you're basing the amount of milk on the amount of cereal, not vice versa.
Who does that? Like, that's not okay.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. That's like...
We got Manny, the cereal connection in here. Manny, like, yes, he says putting milk before cereal is very psychotic. Easily.
Manny is a literal cereal expert.
Yes, that's facts.
That's not like a bit like... No, that's what Manny does.
This is Adrian Wojnarowski's cereal.
Yes. So, that by itself is nutty. And if you do that, seek help.
Yeah, no, that's not okay. I will not, like you're my boy. Like, say someone's my boy, I see him putting milk in before the cereal. Like, no, I'm going to have to talk to you about that.
Yeah,
like, that's
for sure.
Not okay, pal.
That's not one of those things that you're going to do, and then I'm going to go tell my wife later, like, yeah. Hey, do you know this guy does this?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of nuts, right? Okay. Like, no. That's a, like... Shut it down. Stop the game. We've got a review.
Am I even supposed to be your friend at this point?
Right. Like, let's talk. Or am I not your friend and you're going to murder me and wear my skin as a belt? Like, is that, that's what I think that person is going to
do. I think that's fair to cross that through your mind, too.
Yeah. So if Danny Ainge did that, would not surprise me.
Now I get why Danny Ainge is so crazy with trades and stuff.
Facts. Teams needed to know that going in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, be careful negotiating. That's the milk before cereal guy. That wouldn't shock me at all. In fact, that's just canon now.
Yeah.
I kind of think Frankly Floyd is making that up, but that's canon now for me.
Well, that's such a random name to put, like Danny Ainge. Like, that was a random we weren't talking about the Jazz or anything. So I'm just, like I said, I'll believe it.
All right.
But then we got Ramsey in here.
Bro.
Who eats cereal with milk? I don't know. I literally made a face when I seen this message.
All right.
Everyone, the world.
That's how cereal gets eaten. So look, I try on stuff like this. And I have sports stuff to get to, I promise. If you're listening, I promise we're going to talk about sports. But this is way more important. 916.
Also, what are you dying for?
I'm opening the phone line.
What are you dying to hear for right now?
916-909-1320. 916-909-1320 if you want to join the program.
Mm.
We can talk sports. You can get us on track. You can ask questions. Ask us anything. We don't have a plan today. We do, but we don't.
We have a rundown. Don't worry.
We have a rundown. But this is way more interesting than like, wow, Jesse, the Jets, huh?
Yeah.
Training camps.
What do you think? I'm rainy?
Dude, come on. So, stuff.
I hate the Jets.
I try really hard when somebody has a take like this that I vehemently disagree with because I think the temperature of debates gets hot quick, especially on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I try really hard to see that person's perspective. I'm going to put their shoes on. I'm going to try and look at this through their lens. Sometimes, if I don't have milk and there's a box of Cheerios there, I'm like, yeah, I'll have a handful of Cheerios. I'll be like a baby and have a handful of Cheerios or some, just as a snack. That's fine.
That's so dry. Like, just doing right.
It's
otherwise.
Not, it's not the
it's
best
not
thing.
That.
It's
I'm not letting your case, but like Ramsey, like, yeah. Morning, let me get a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
With
the milk.
No milk.
Yeah.
That's nutty, exactly. Dude. At least in you said you were like, who eats salt on their eggs?
Yeah.
I think that's like, well, that's how a lot of people do eggs. But I also don't salt my eggs. But again, that's a sodium intake thing. Mm-hmm. That's not a taste thing or because I think it's weird. Cereal without milk.
Yeah, Ramsey, you gotta change that.
That's just deconstructed bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. That's not...
Dry as hell. Probably just coughing up all the dry cereal and stuff like that.
Oh, my
God. You need milk to go with it.
Right. I don't care. If you're an almond drink person, it can't be milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not almond milk.
Well, I drink the
By the literal definition mm-hmm. of milk, almond milk is not milk. If you're an almond, that's mine too.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that. But if you're a whole milk person, 2%, I don't care. I don't give a dang. Put it in your cereal.
Damn it, Ramsey. Throw some water in there or something.
No,
at least.
Don't do that. That's no, Chris. Stop.
Okay, my bad.
One time in college, we were, before I get to that, I'm dropping the Don bit because Manny, the cereal connection, is on the line. Manny, your thoughts.
What are we talking about here, man?
Thank you.
Cereal.
Exactly. Always cereal before the milk. There's no reason to be that psychotic.
It's nuts.
And if you're and in this day and age too, if you're lactose intolerant, there are so many options on that. I get it.
Facts.
Though milk doesn't agree. Like my mom is one of those. Like she hasn't been able to drink milk for years. I still accept her. She's still
good.
I still love her. But yeah, like that's just psychotic behavior. And some people say, well, the cereal it's gonna get all soggy quick. Like, are you sitting there staring at the bowl? Like, it's there. Eat it. Come on now. Eat. Go to the next one.
Exactly. And right. You go spoon to the bottom of the bowl, so you're pulling up the. And then it's easy work. Manny, appreciate the cereal connection checking in.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
At the end of your box, there's a bunch of that cereal dust, right? Put it in a bag. Put it in a Ziploc bag. And sprinkle it on your ice cream every once in a while. Add it to a little treat here and there.
Yo!
I didn't know. Manny just put us on all kinds of game right now. I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know about
Manny,
that.
Manny, thank you so much. What an incredible call.
That's probably Manny's first ballot right there.
Dude, that's the most serious Manny has ever been.
Yeah, no. Hey, Rams, you need to apologize or something. Manny really came in here real sad and all that.
And Manny's usually like, hey, I'm having fun. I'm doing a bit. He was like, well, there are different types of milk for your cereals. Mm-hmm. It's cereal and then milk, of course.
We don't joke about this. Manny is the cereal guy, bro.
It was not a game. Yeah, dude, just a bowl of dry cereal is crazy. If you don't, I saw something else in here. I'm not. Ramsey said, I can't keep up because you start talking food on the radio and everybody blows up. But I saw Ramsey say he doesn't eat more than like 5 types of cereal. And that I don't even hate. If you're like, yeah, I like these 5 cereals. Cool, whatever. Put milk in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some milk type of drink. Almond milk, oat milk, cashew milk.
Something.
Soy milk. Anything. Half and half. Don't put half and half in your... That'd be crazy. Anyways. That's where I'm at.
It's a wild day. It's a wild day.
I got so derailed. I'm trying to. This is the problem with trying to produce a show and host it at the same time, because now I'm trying to get us back on track, but I don't even know where we left off. I don't even know.
Well,
where we
haven't even really gotten into the show yet. We kind of just started all vibes today.
That's a good point. I have a question.
What's up?
Real quick. I saw a tweet from Shams today. It said a 2-time NBA All-Star worked out for the Bucks, and I went, "Oh dang, the Bucks! I think they got Torian Prince. I think they got Gary Trent Jr. Now they're working out a 2-time All-Star. Who is this?" I click on the video. It is Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
Salute to this is. Please understand that this is not about Isaiah Thomas.
One of my favorite Celtics of all time.
Remarkable. Love him. You cannot call Isaiah Thomas, in this context, a 2-time All-Star guard.
Why is that?
Because that makes it sound like the Bucks are working out a player who is an All-Star.
Yeah, I get
the last
that.
Time Isaiah Thomas was in an All-Star game was 2016-17. Barack Obama was the president when that season started. That was the last time Isaiah Thomas was an All-Star. When you're listing his accolades and you're talking about Isaiah Thomas's career and you want to go 60th overall pick to 2-time All-Star, absolutely incredible. Salute. And the fact that he's still trying to pave a way into the NBA is incredible. I am rooting so hard for him. I would love for him to become 3-time All-Star, Isaiah Thomas. In this context, Isaiah Thomas just worked out for the Bucks.
Yeah, I think Shams is just kind of doing a little clickbait with that.
He stuff. Got me.
Yeah.
He got me good.
Because that's how Shams captions his videos now. Oh, so-and-so player. Like, he doesn't... like.
Yeah, he's trying to get that Google index for sure. Yeah. Trying to get those clicks. Respect. That's the game. I totally get it. But what's the statute of limitations on that? How far out?
7 years out. Yeah, it's he is a former all-star in a sense, but in reality, you're working out an end of the bench guy.
Right. And that's what that's just kind of what it is. This is not two-time all-star in the last 3 years.
Not even the last five.
Not even the last five years.
Oof. I hope it works out for him. That guy's been chasing.
Me too. Again, like I said, I hope he becomes three-time all-star. Uh-huh. My beef is with Shams.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't clickbait me like that.
Shams has been I don't know. I'm kind of out on Shams, I think. Not fully out, but just more so. He's been looking a little funny this year.
We have to break. I would like to get into that next. And also, I'm sick of being disrespected.
Yeah, you need to talk about that. You need to put some respect on
there. It's coming. But pause. That's Jesse. I'm Kyle.
You go.
We're the Insiders on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Hitter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
See if I can get this right.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
It's the Insider spinoff show. The producers, Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. James finally enjoying his vacation in Cabo. You're out on Shams?
Not like fully out, but it's just more so I don't think he has the juice anymore. He's like...
Really?
Yeah, he's lost it.
Wow.
I'm
This is shocking.
I'll take Chris Haynes over Shams right now.
What?
Yeah, Chris Haynes has been on it. And Woj is like the guy. I'll take Chris Haynes.
Okay, so NBA Insider Draft.
Yes.
Woj won.
Yes.
One with a bullet?
Give me Chris Haynes too.
Wow.
I'll take Chris Haynes.
What in your scouting had Shams slide down your board?
It was just Twitter, you know. I feel like I'd see more Chris Haynes breaking stuff now. He's more tapped in. I feel like Shams, like, ever since he broke the whole big three is folding, blah, blah, blah. It's done. It's cashed. And, like, nothing ever came for that. I feel like Shams has not been. There was another thing, I think, a couple weeks ago he had something he was kind of out on. I don't remember exactly what it was, but yeah.
Was it the J.J. Redick thing?
It might have been the way that went down. Like, he ended up being ripe. I don't know. It's not just that. It's not like Shams isn't bad, I don't think, but I'm taking Chris Haynes over him right now.
I think Shams is starting to...
Shams is going corporate, I think. Like, he's more content.
Yeah, he's leaning into the...
And that might be what it is for me.
Yeah, the FanDuel, he's clutch, he's doing all that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. But I kind of think that's the direction everybody's going to start to go.
Yeah.
Like, you've got Woj. What happened to the Woj bomb, dude?
It's gone.
It used to just be, breaking news, Kings are acquiring DeMar DeRozan in a sign-and-trade at the Bulls. Harrison Barnes to the Spurs. Chris Duarte, 2 seconds in cash to Chicago. And that was it. But now it's DeMar DeRozan, sign-and-trade, worked out by his agent, such and such and such and such of X, Y, and Z agency.
Yeah, I don't like the agent thing. Like, God, come on, dude. Have some self-respect, really?
But I get it. Maybe that's why Shams is slipping.
Well, it's not just Shams either. Well, yeah, I get that, yeah. Maybe.
If Woj is going, hey, in every Woj bomb I do, I'm going to shout out you and your agency.
Yeah, I'm anti-ass-kissing, by the way. Like, I hate that.
That's what the whole... That's the game, though.
I know. That's why I probably won't even make it to the top. I can't do it, bro. I can't. Like, I don't...
I don't think I could do the info merchant game. And so, I don't want to... I'm sure Adam Schefter is a fine person. I'm sure Woj is a fine person. Like, I'm not talking about them as people.
Yeah.
But there's a level of conniving that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game. They make millions and millions of dollars for being awesome at this thing that there is a hunger for. Like, people subscribe to Woj's tweets and Schefter's tweets for this.
Yeah.
Like, for this info. So they're doing what they got to do. And I respect them for it. But my personality would not allow me to do that.
Yeah, this is, I can't.
If Team X, if the Milwaukee Bucks told me info A, B, and C, and then I needed to find something out about the Knicks, and the Knicks were like, okay, well, what do you know about this Bucks thing? I couldn't be like, oh, I know A, B, and C, so tell me X, Y, and Z. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Go, no, I didn't talk to him. I'd lie.
No snitching.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm tired of being disrespected around this office, though.
No, yeah, I saw on
this
Twitter
is crazy,
all that. It's in the office, too?
In the office, online, the level of disrespect that's coming my way is ridiculous.
They don't think honestly, you can get over the plate, bro.
Like, honestly, like, this started... I started this out, like, as a little bit of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm throwing out... If in case you missed it, I'm throwing out the first pitch at the Rivercats game on Friday. Get your tickets at rivercats.com, by the way. Please come out and hang out. It's going to be great. I'll be there the whole game. There's fireworks. First pitch, 6:45. First 2,500 fans get a free dinger coffee mug. That's their mascot. It's going to be great. It's going to be a really, really good time. I got a bunch of friends and family coming out. I hope you'll be out there too. But that's beside the point. When I got told I was doing this, I sent a message to our promotions person, Megan. And again, salute to promo. They do an awesome job. Megan, Joe, Danielle, Jackie. Incredible team. I sent a message to Megan after she confirmed that I was doing this. I was like, this is the best day of my life. I'm so happy. I've wanted to do this at a place for so long. Never gotten to do it. And now I do. Hype.
Yeah.
Well, she relayed that. She was on a call. She relayed that to Charlie, our boss, and Jessica, who is on the sales staff. And they immediately came over. Charlie, too, by the way. And they were like, hey, you're going to mess this up.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, Charlie like, meh. Yeah, you're gonna hit the mascot. Like, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
This is... But again, they were having fun with it
yeah.
Because I guess the person from the Rivercats is like, oh, hopefully it's bad because that's more fun. Like, okay, I get that. Like, no doubt. And getting ribbed by my coworkers, you know, okay, yeah, we're having fun with it. But I've had multiple people send me GIFs or videos.
Oh yeah, I saw you got tagged in the Michael Rubin clip, the Fanatics guy throwing the pitch.
Yeah, and it's just he like mm-hmm. alligator, not even alligator, like T-Rex arms.
He doesn't know how to throw a baseball.
Doesn't. He has no idea. He has no clue. Just no athletic acumen whatsoever. And people were tagging me in this, like, and granted, Bryce from the Chatty House tags me and is like, hey, this is the bar you got to clear. As long as you're not this bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that's not bad. Manny was like, hey, you're good because you're not going to be worse than this guy. Salute. Thank you, Manny. Hell yeah. But then I got other people sending it like, oh, is this who you're working out with?
Whatever happened to propping up your buddies, huh?
Dude, I thought we were homies. I thought we were cool. And now I got people like, oh, hey, are you worried about bouncing it? Yeah, kind of, actually.
Well, now I am.
Kind of. But this is not, look, I would never, I did not, I was not like, my baseball career was not going to go past high school.
Mm-hmm.
That was my, I was capped out. I was a average ass high school baseball player.
Yeah.
But I played this sport a lot. From the time I was 12 through the time I was 18, I played year round. Travel ball, high school, legion ball, whatever. I was playing it. And then after high school, again, this is not to brag about some kind of athletic feats. I did nothing. I am nothing. But from the standpoint of standing there and throwing a baseball, I then, after high school, I went and immediately started playing slow pitch softball, which is, again, throwing. And there's like mechanics and stuff to it. And I played it a lot. I just said earlier in Arizona, I was playing three nights a week, doubleheaders, six games a week. It's a lot of throwing. It's a lot of the same mechanics.
Yeah, you've thrown baseballs. You can do
I'm
it.
I'm not,
yes.
Dude, and I'm not like, oh, that's easy. I see them do it. I can do it. Like, no, dude, I can do this.
Yeah.
Like, I promise you. I know, like I said, this is not to be like, I'm an awesome athlete. I'm not.
It's throwing a baseball. It's not.
It's throwing, yes, throwing a baseball, bro. Just because you can't do it.
And for the ones, for the ones who are like, oh, you're going to mess. Like, can you throw a baseball? Because I'm kind of curious. It's not that difficult.
And this is not, look, this is not to say, is there a chance? Because again, I'm probably going to be, I think I'll be throwing off the mound. I don't know if there's some rule where I can't. If it's flat ground, bro, this is cake.
Yeah.
If I'm throwing from in front of the mound, I got to throw it 50 feet. Yeah, dude, that's your warm up. Like, that's easy. If I got to throw off a mound, am I a little bit worried that I might miss the strike zone? Like, yeah, might I bounce it 100%? I don't throw off a mound every day. But the basic mechanics of throwing, I'm very confident that I know how to throw a baseball. And the amount of people that have just been like, oh, hey, you're probably terrible at this. Like,
I'd be very curious to see them throw a baseball.
Ooh.
I'd be very curious.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now I'm actually mad.
Yeah.
This went from, oh, okay, Charlie and Jessica messing with me. Like, yeah, we're having fun.
Oh, they're going against you. You might just have to flip the bird
or
whatever.
Dude, this is the ultimate nobody believes in us.
Exactly.
We believe, baby.
That's facts. That's facts. And I think...
Can you go to the game with a We Believe sign, please?
I won't be able to make it, but maybe I can get someone there.
Can I buy you a ticket? If I buy you and your fiance a ticket.
That's the same. Fiance works 13-hour shifts on Fridays. So I got to pick up the slack when she gets home. Somebody show right, up with okay. a We Believe sign.
I'll get you a ticket. You pull up. Get me a We Believe sign. You're there. Throw the first pitch. You got me. Yes, salute. I will buy you food at the ballpark, the delicious food at Sutter Health Park. And you can take that home and be like, I got you dinner. Look at that.
Hey.
Dude, you come home?
I might pull up.
Nachos?
I might pull up.
A hot dog? Some popcorn? Let me know. I'll get your ticket.
Yeah, I might pull up.
Come on. Anyways, rivercats.com to get your tickets. First pitch of the game, 6:45. I don't know when I'm throwing. The worst part about this is I have been pushed to the point that I, because again, I was going to talk about this on the radio. I was going to promote it. That's part of the whole thing. And if you want to have a beer, let me know. I'll be there the whole game. But now I've had to talk about this and be like, hey, I can actually throw a baseball. What are we doing here? Now the pressure's ramped up because now I have to get it right.
See, don't overthink it though, because like, you know how to throw a baseball and all that. You can get it over the plate. That's the thing. Just don't overthink it.
Yeah, but that's, and I know I've thought a lot about it the way I'm going to, like, I know I'm not going to go full windup. I'm not going to do anything crazy. It's just going to be step and throw, like nice, easy toss. But again, it's the mound. It's the fact that there's going to be people there watching. It's going to be a whole thing. Like, I don't get to do this in private.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be out there, and they're going to be like, here's Kyle Matz. I hope so. I hope that I can, if there's somebody standing there on the side, I can pick up a ball and just toss it a couple times. But if not, I'll be loosening up my arm. Got a whole stretching routine.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
Got a weighted ball. Get that going.
Ready to go.
Look like Paul Skeens out there getting ready.
The little elastic rope or whatever.
Dude, get the bands.
Yeah, the bands.
No. It's just, it's the the amount of people that are just like, you're obviously bad at sports.
Yeah, come on. Like, we got to start popping our homies up. Come on, man. Do better.
Come on.
You got it, bro.
That's why I salute to Kenny. Kenny's been like, throw it 75. Like, yeah, hey, thanks, Kenny.
And with some gas.
I'm not going to try and overthrow it because that's where it gets dangerous. Uh-huh. But like, if you think I'm going to go up there and be like stepping with the wrong foot and like having the ball hit the back of my head on the release or something, like, please.
Yeah, no.
If I have to shoot a jump shot, the ceremonial first jumper at the Kings game, I'm not as confident.
Yeah.
I could airball that for sure. This is a opening a penalty kick at a Republic game. Yeah, I might airmail it. 1,000%.
Could you kick a field goal at a football game?
No.
5-yarder, 10-yarder, right from the little 5-yard line or whatever. However much.
I mean, maybe. But again, I'm not going to go in there with it. If people were like, hey, you might suck at this, I'd be like, hey, yeah, maybe.
Probably right.
But God, the baseball thing, dude? Yeah. Come on, man. Tired of it.
Believe in Kyle Matson.
What happened to, that's what you said. What happened to propping up the homies?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways. That's Jesse Toppy in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Matson. This is The Producers, a spinoff of The Insiders, both sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I had a take yesterday that I think I might need to recant.
What's that?
We're talking about ESPN's NBA power rankings. And I was just kind of looking at it, and the Kings are 8th in the West. And I was looking at it, and I'm going, I think we're, because we went, okay, the Pelicans are ahead of the Kings. That makes sense. The Grizzlies are ahead of the Kings. It's like, oh, that's banking a lot on Ja Morant. They would have to, even if the Kings won the same amount of games, they would need to win 20 more games to pass the Kings. Like, that's a big jump. And so we're kind of hemming and hawing. And then I was looking at the Suns, and I felt like the Suns have now gotten to the point where they are, I don't want to say underrated, but I think we're writing the Suns off too quickly because they got just housed in the playoffs last year. But that's still like that's still a really good team. And so I went, it wouldn't shock me if the Suns won more games than the Kings. I think the Suns are going to win more games than Kings. But then I started thinking about that because that's what I do. As I say what I'm going to say, and then I think about it later.
Always works out.
Totally. And but sometimes it does. I said the Clay and Buddy thing. Turns out I was right. This one, I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's because I am of the belief that DeMar DeRozan makes the Kings a playoff team. So we have to put the Kings in the top six.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run through the top six then. So I'm going to by default here recant my take. I think Oklahoma City is going to win the West.
Yep, I'm with you on that.
They're one. I'm going to call Dallas two, and no real particular order. I'm going to call Dallas two. Let's say Denver three. Let's say Minnesota four. Let's say Kings five. We can even go Kings six. I think you've got New Orleans in there.
Yeah.
I think you have to put the Lakers in the mix. Maybe.
Yeah. You got LeBron and AD, so you're always going to be in the mix, but. How I feel about them.
I think you have to factor in that the Rockets might be better.
How do we feel about the Clippers?
I'm out.
Out?
Out on the Clippers. But basically by default, as I was going through this, it's like unless the Suns are the number five seed in the West,
mm-hmm.
they won't win more than the Kings.
I'd be shocked.
In my logic train of the Kings are a top six team. Minnesota, OKC, Dallas, Denver. I feel like I'm missing one.
You said Dallas, OKC, Denver, Minnesota.
Oh, New Orleans. Kings. New Orleans is the one, but I'm putting them to the side for a second. That's your top four. I have the Kings in there. So unless the Kings are six and the Suns are five, I don't know that the Suns are going to win enough to be the 5 seed.
They're not a team built for the regular season, I don't think. And looking at
them, or the postseason, apparently.
Well, that's the thing. Looking at them last year, it was kind of like, all right, yeah, they're not, because this was me all last season. It was like, yeah, they're not playing well, but like once we get to the playoffs, like this is what they were built for. Like KD's going to turn it up. Like Beal hasn't looked great or whatever, but they're like all those guys will be ready to go. Like that's what they were built for, and it's just they got to the playoffs. Like, oh no, they still stink, and they not won, stink, but more so like they're not who we thought.
They won 49 games last year. They went 49-33. That's where I think the reason I think they're gonna win some games here is because what you just said, they can't coast to the playoffs. Uh-huh. So you're gonna get Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and I guess to a lesser extent Bradley Beal playing hard every night.
See, are those guys gonna stay healthy though?
Sure, and that's kind of where the hang up comes is. Even if you're banking on him being healthy, Grayson Allen going to have another career year? Is that just a thing that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Can Kevin Durant stay healthy? And if he does, can he play at an MVP caliber level for 38 minutes a night?
Unless I'm mistaken, they still have no real point guard, right? At least starting?
Not as far as I know.
Yep.
So I guess that's a bad take. Bad take by me.
It was a take.
Maybe if something goes wrong with the Kings, maybe the Suns wind up winning more than them. But I think the Kings are a playoff team.
How you feel about the Clippers, I think, is how I feel about the Suns.
Oh, interesting.
I just don't buy into it. I don't believe it. I don't think they can get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think they can win a championship. Like, you'll get to the playoffs. Maybe you're the right matchup. You'll get to the second round. But you're just not a team that I believe much in at all. Like, you're going to go do anything. Like, I can't see a run from the Suns.
The Clippers won 51 games last year and lost Paul George. How many wins is Paul George worth? 5?
I say they...
6?
6, maybe. I mean...
The play-in team?
They're going to need... That's the thing. They're going to need Kawhi to be healthy all year.
To be
a play-in team.
That's what's weird. So the Kawhi thing... The Kawhi thing changes my thought on the Clippers a little. I still don't... If they make the playoffs, I think it'll be because they sneak in as a 6 seed.
Mm.
But... The Kawhi thing is where I get hung up because apparently Team USA was the ones that got him out of there. And I don't know if that was because, and Lawrence Frank, the Clippers are president of basketball operations, said he's looked good in practices. We were really excited to watch him play and they decided they didn't want him. I don't know if that was a health thing. I don't know if that was because he hadn't been playing well as well as Lawrence Frank thought he was in practices. Maybe it was what he was telling the doctors. But if it's true that he was healthy and ready to go and play this summer and Team USA said, thanks, no thanks, we need to get bald NBA champion Derek White in here, then I feel a little bit better about LA.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting 70-plus games at Kawhi, because remember, there was a section of last year where Kawhi looked like the MVP.
Yeah, he was. He was playing.
He was playing and he was awesome.
Uh-huh.
So if you're getting that version of Kawhi and it's James Harden and maybe Terrence Mann takes a little step up, okay, yeah, maybe they mess around and win 47, 48 games and they're in that mix for the 8 seed.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, the 6 seed. But they're not winning 50 games again.
I don't think so.
I mean, no chance.
They're just not built for that. They're going to take a step back.
The good news for the Kings is I think they're better with DeMar DeRozan. Let's call it 50 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like 50 wins you're in.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I think their floor is 50. KC, yeah. I think it was about 50 to 52. I'm at 50.
Yeah, and you can... This is baked into everything, right? It, barring health.
Yeah.
But that's the case for literally every team. I think a fully healthy version of the Kings is 50 wins. And not to say... That's just the reason sports is awesome is because we don't know. So maybe they smoke a game or two here and it's 48 or 49.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to be in there. I don't think it's going to be 46 or fewer again.
Well, yeah, it's like last year, like say, like going into this, whatever you had to do, DeMar DeRozan, maybe you win a couple of those games against the bottom feeders of the NBA.
Yeah, and I think they would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a couple of those close games down the stretch where they needed someone to take over and go get him a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll help with that. Yeah, I think they're right about 50 wins. I don't think the Lakers get to 50.
Lakers might not even make the playoffs.
I don't think the Suns get to 50. The Clippers don't.
Can I also say, too, I think the Kings are going to be better than the Pelicans this year. I don't think we're going to see it with the Kings losing 6-0. The Kings are going to be better than the Pelicans this year, I think.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The vibes are terrible in New Orleans right now, at least from the outside. Maybe a New Orleans fan would hear that and be like, insane person, idiot. Okay, but to me, as an outsider, vibes, horrendous. And I think if the Pelicans had gone, the reason I was putting, that was the fifth team. New Orleans was five, Kings were six in my kind of layout. Mm-hmm. The only reason for that is because of the 6-0 thing last year. If New Orleans went 4-2 against the Kings, that's still winning the season series. But I'd be like, well, the Kings are just better this year. But that 6-0 just really sticks out in my brain. So I go, well, you have to put the Pelicans at him. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I'm.
You definitely don't.
I was doing the same thinking and all that. But yeah, I'm just firmly, the Kings will be better than the Pelicans this year. Lock that in.
Yeah, and again, this goes for every team. Maybe Zion, this is the year. Maybe this is the year they get 75 games out of Zion. And maybe Brandon Ingram takes a back seat with DeJounte Murray in there and they maximize what Brandon Ingram's doing. And now you got CJ McCollum as like a sixth man type and Trey Murphy takes a leap and oh my God, look at the Pelicans. Sure. But I'm banking on what the Kings have going. And this isn't even purple glasses.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, you look at where the Kings were last year. They added DeMar DeRozan. They've been relatively healthy the last couple of years, the Malik Monk injury notwithstanding, the Kevin Huerter injury notwithstanding. And I think that you see the Kings and you see their trajectory going the right way. With the Pelicans, you can't bank on. I just said if Zion's healthy, cool. Okay, yeah. But
Stephen McBride,
is anyone betting on that?
No, I'm not.
Me
and
neither.
Stephen McBride throws in the chat like a guy like them losing Jonas Valanciunas, like that's gonna hurt them too. Like he's not necessarily
massive, dude.
This amazing NBA player was like, oh yeah, he's top 10, top 15, top 20, doesn't matter. Like he obviously had some impact on the Pelicans. They're gonna feel that too.
Yeah, because Daniel Tice is not like Daniel Tice is a fine.
I love Daniel
backup
Tice.
Center.
He's not Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah,
not close. Not as physical. None of that.
No, that's a nice center to have. But like Larry Nance played a ton of minutes for them last year. Larry Nance was at one point they were going like small ball, and he was their five, and that was it. They have a ton of stuff to figure out. They were going to trade Brandon Ingram, and then now he's just going to be there. That's a weird vibe.
Yeah. How do you feel about Joe Schmo in the chat? Says the West isn't worried about Memphis. How do you feel about them? I'm a lot higher on them than everyone else is, I'll say.
Yeah, I will. I'm not penciling them in for a playoff spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I think they're going to start a little bit slow. But if you told me by the end of the year that they were like 48, 49 wins and stuck into the playoffs, I wouldn't be floored by it. I think they're a play-in team, though.
Yeah, I don't have a definitive take on where they'll end up yet because I'd like to see like just how it looks with Ja back and all that. But I do believe in them a little bit more than others, I think, because I think Ja is like along the lines. He's an Anthony Edwards type player. Like he's that good, I think. I think we kind of forgot just because of the off-the-court stuff, all the dummy stuff he was doing and all that, and just kind of his injuries. So it's been a while. But I think he'll get back to reminding people about that.
Yeah, it's their path. Like that's the path for them for sure. I'm not going to pencil them into the playoffs yet. I'm going to call them a play-in team. Here's my prediction. Memphis gets off to a slow start. Watch them start like 10-1. I think Memphis is going to get off to a slow start and they're just going to kind of be digging themselves out of that hole all year. They eventually hit their stride a little bit. They win like 46 games, 45, 46. They're a play-in team, but they are the trendy pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going, hey, nobody wants to see them in the play-in.
I could see them kind of like Dallas, where like Dallas, ooh, I don't think anyone was picking them to go to the finals or whatever, but it was kind of like if there's a team to do it, that can make a run. Like Dallas has been playing well since the trade deadline and all that. Mm-hmm. So I could see Memphis kind of doing that if that's the along lines of their season next year.
Yeah. Like, the second seed doesn't want to see Memphis in the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's more likely the path to me than them being a top six seed.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're just awesome with Ja. But the 27 wins last year is...
That's tough. That's why I'm kind of like, I can't just say like, oh yeah, you guys will be a playoff team now with Ja. Like obviously some other things.
I do think, here, we have to break. I want to discuss the Grizzlies in the context of the rest of the West because there's a second component to this Grizzlies rise conversation that we need to get to. And we also need to get to a break. Second hour coming up, Jesse Toppy in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. Jiffy Lube sponsors the show. And it's on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Be back in a second.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.